This is Wine and Dine in LA with Anush, where I talk about wine in a fun and approachable way and bring you all insights of the world of wine. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for spending your Friday evening with me and my wonderful guest. I have today Pavel Khachatryan. He's the CEO and the founder of North Orchard Distilling Company. He's visiting all the way from Armenia. And our conversation just stopped at the point when we were talking about the process of making the fruit brandy. Pavel, thank you so much. Let's continue this amazing conversation.
So we stopped on aging process, and we just speak that we keep it in our barrels 5 years. But after it, we have one additional process, which in our country, until today, we are making. The name is finishing of the process. It means after maturation, we add one more process before our brand is completely done. And we use, wine oak casks. They have to be wet, just unfilled. For example, for Calvados, for apple spirit, apple brandy, we use Marsala. This is Sicilian, Italian from Sicily, wine casks. And for finishing process, for apple brandy, Calvados style, and for grappa style, it means the grape pomace brandy, we put in wet wine oak casks from France, Banyuls wine. And after it, we go to bottling. So this is about how we make our brandies.
It's an amazing process. It's so lengthy. And, you are going through so much extra steps by bringing the barrels from France, bringing barrels from Italy, bringing barrels from Spain. I mean, that takes a commitment. And it seems like you are fully committed to this project.
Look, my belief, if you are entering in such a business, you have to have your own belief. I believe that Armenia cannot compete with any nation in quantity products, We have to produce not big quantities, but small quantities, but very high-level product, very, very high-level for this market. That's why, for example, my company, we are using only the extra quality things. Fruit, it have to be Armenian, only Armenian fruits, because they are the best in the world. Water, only Armenian water, one of the best in the world. But casks, we are using France, the best cask producing country in the world, and especially from Limousin Forest, because the typography, the labels, bottles are coming from Italy. They are the most best bottle producers in the world. The typography is from Spain. The ribbons are coming from Italy. One of our partners is a perfume making company, Guerlain, So everything is extra, extra high quality. Why? Because we want to produce extra quality product. It cannot be extra quality product, let's say, with Armenian glass, which is
How did you decide on the shape of the bottle, And of course, you said you're bringing the bottles from Italy, but how did you decide on the shape? What was the main idea of that?
Before, first step, we go to Spain, to the company under name Serias Nemo. Serias Nemo is on the top 10 branding packaging companies in the world. They are on the list of top 10 branding and packaging companies. We order them to make a branding for us. They just ask us to tell something about our country, about our fruits, and about the name of the brand. So from here begin the RLS history. My first demand was that I want my brand beginning with these two first letters, AR. R. Armenians are Aryan nation, And our identification, we are people of R. before Christianity, Ar was the main god in Armenian mythology. You know about it. And we decided mm-hmm. that first two letters have to be Ar, and from here come Arales. And you know that in Armenian mythology, Arales are spirits who live in the sky or on holy Mount Ararat, according to other imaginations. So, and ancient Armenians believed that these spirits called Arales could come down from sky, lick the wounds of the heroes, of the warriors, and bring them back to life. So one of my slogans is, when Arales bring you back to life. And also, according to this legend, Arales is licked and revived Armenian king Arar the Beautiful, or as we say, Arar the Marvelous, who was killed during the battle between the Armenian army and army of Assyrian queen Semiramis, Shamiram. So we have mm-hmm. also very nice history under this brand. And we do not to make something more, you know, because we have this legend more than 5,000 years, and it is very nice tool also for marketing. This is an international way of making marketing of the product when involved one of the most famous queens in the world history, right?
I love it. This is such an amazing name, and what a wonderful story to go with it. This is a conversation piece. You know, you buy Arales, and it's also easy to pronounce, I think, for non-Armenian people. It sounds easy. And, you know, you take a bottle home, and then you share the story, share the history, and enjoy. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful name.
Also, I would like to say that when we are talking about the level and the quality of this product, of course, it is not right thing me to tell about the quality. Let the consumers give their marks. But Arales is a maybe first premium class fruit brandy in our country. It is fully handmade and fully handcrafted. And every single drop of my spirits are made from finest fruits, you know. And each bottle, it's a combination of craftsmanship and quality, and also taste. Because we use premium German pot stills. Our pot stills are also unique, the best in the world, I can declare for this moment. In all ex-Soviet Union territory, there is no one distilling company who are using German Christian Karl pot stills. It is very expensive, very innovative, and the world's most famous distilleries choose Karl distillery equipment to do it. And also, we, as I mentioned it, we kept all our spirit in special cellars. We are carefully monitoring them. And what I want to tell you, you can see it in my YouTube page under RLS Brandy. We have 24-hour non-stop classical or spiritual music playing there.
I love it.
Approximately 5-6 years, we have 24 hours non-stop music. Because music, you know, have a fantastic impact on the water. It is changing the memory of the water. It is giving fantastic energy to the water. You know about it. You see how plants are growing differently. So you have to know that in barrels, there is no pure spirit. There is 68, 70 degree spirit, but less, and 30-35% of water. So with the help of music, we are impacting on this spirit. And really, it is very smooth and very positive energy. So what I want to say, the only two things we use Armenian are our fantastic water and incomparable fruits. So we are sure
about
that fruits. Yeah.
Where do you have your orchard, or do you contract with some local villagers to buy their fruit? How do you choose? You know, which fruits?
Two years ago, Yeah, we have our orchards, 150 approximately acres of fruits, orchards. But 2 years ago, we sell it because we understand that if 1 year, and very often we have that situation in Armenia, you know, climate is changing rapidly. We understand that we cannot only use our fruits, especially when you have a lot of varieties of the fruits. You have to buy it. So we sell our orchards, and now this is the second year they are buying fruits from all over Armenia. Yes, we have contracts with the orchards, because in Ararat Valley you cannot find, let's say, Cornelian cherry, and we are buying it from Lori region. Also, the nice quality of mulberry is coming from Sunik, from Goris, and from Artsakh. So that's why we make the diversification. You know, we are buying different fruits from main orchards, geographical places where that fruit is giving nice quality harvest.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to keep the business very sustainable, because you are producing these amazing products and you are helping not only one part of, let's say, Armenia, if it just grew in Ararat Valley, but all across the Armenia, you are creating jobs and you're putting the stimulus into an economy with that and making them produce better product. I mean, grow better fruit.
Let me be very open. I'm so sorry, but I didn't share your words about helping people, because the reality is that I'm a businessman, you know. I'm buying fruits, I'm making brandy, I'm selling it, and I want profit, right? It is so simple. When a lot of
businesses... But you are creating jobs as well.
No, this is on the second, maybe on the third place, I don't know. But the reality, the open reality, there is that businessman first, making business to have a profit. I cannot never say that I'm helping people. No. They are growing fruits, and they also must have their profit, right?
Absolutely.
So they are small businessmen. I am a little bit bigger businessman. And only this way business can work. When the businessman telling the fruit, let's say, producers, that I am helping you when I am buying from you fruit, it is so non-respectful to these people.
I see what you are saying.
The businessmen, they are not mecenas. They have to do good things without talking about it and never mentioning that we are helping village people in this. No. We have country, we have government, good or bad. It is political. I'm not talking about this. But I want to say that we are equal when he's selling his fruit, and I'm buying his fruit, and I am not helping him. I'm buying his product. I am buying his 6-7 months job, you know, time that he spent to provide this very nice fruit. And I think that this is right way to cooperate with them.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And I share with you exactly what you said, you know, saying by helping diminishes their hard work. I didn't mean it in that way. I meant as, you know, stimulating the economy, because, most of the business is concentrated right now in Yerevan, and there is not much going on out on the outskirts. So in that way. But we have about 5 minutes left, and I want to ask you a few more questions. We need to fit it in the 5 minutes, or maybe we need to have another show later on. But how many varieties of fruit brandy do you have? And what is available in USA, and where can people buy it? So what are those nine?
So we are producing for this moment nine fruit varieties. It is mulberry, white color, black mulberry, which is unique, only we are producing. We are producing pear, we are producing Cornelian cherry, we are producing wild pear, we are producing grappa style, it is grape pomace, we are producing apricot, we are producing Cornelian cherry, I say it or not, I didn't remember, and we are producing black plum. For this moment, we are in American market with four varieties. This is white mulberry, black mulberry, we are with Cornelian cherry, and with wild pear. After 2 months, another four more varieties will arrive to the market. And you can find us in Remedy Liqueur. We are now only in Remedy Liqueur. We ask Remedy Liqueur managers not to share it because the quantities are limited, not to share it and not to distribute it to another chains for 2 months because we will have enough quantity in the warehouse. Only after it we can share this to another chains or shops too, not to be cut the line, you understand? Because we didn't want to lose the consumers who will come, and after 1 month we will say that finish, we sold out.
I see, because I have seen from the images on the Instagram and Facebook that as soon as the your food brand is Arales hit the Remedy, there were people like buying them in boxes because people are looking forward for quality product coming from Armenia. People are looking forward for a unique quality product that's coming from Armenia, and I think it has been very successful. Yes, it's been amazing, amazing to see and watch the success. We have about 2 minutes before we say goodbye, and I cannot believe how fast the time went by because the conversation is so interesting.
Thank you.
What are the future plans for Arales?
Future plans to grow, to exist in American market, and to show to not only Armenians but also American market, American people, Mexican people who live here, that Armenia can produce very, very high quality product. And one of the logos of my Arales brandy is, Arales brandy is tequila killer. We have to compete with tequila. Really, we have to compete with tequila because a lot of Armenians are drinking tequila when they have their own much more better, let's say, spirit to drink. Because fruit spirit, you know about it. Tequila is coming from agave. And people cannot eat agave. But all people eat the fruits, and the spirit coming out from that fruit is much more expensive and much more natural and much more better for people, for organism also, for blood to take it. So that's why Arales is the tequila killer, new tequila killer, and we will try to do it. This is my aim.
All right, wonderful. Well, thank you, Pavel, so much. Everyone who is listening, check out the Remedy Liqueur for Arales fruit brandies. Website is Instagram and Facebook is Arales Brandy. And then thank you. It was amazing conversation. I can't wait to try. I've tried one brandy, but I'm looking forward to trying much more. And I'm looking forward to talking to you more on the
subject. Thank you for this opportunity also. Thank you very much. You are so kind.
My pleasure.
Thank you.